Scott, I've just checked the logo. Would you mind moving the icon in the logo around 3 pixels closer to the text? Hello, hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the 5-Figure Freelance Podcast. And in this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you one of the nightmare stories from a client a few years ago, which still keeps me up at night. Sometimes, actually I sleep pretty well, but usually sometimes if I do wake up, it's because of this client, because this client was something else. And as a freelancer, we all know that sometimes a client can be a little bit of a nightmare. Well, this story, it is not for the faint-hearted, so get ready. So, this client story starts. I'm going to do my spooky voice because I feel like this is going to really add to the effect of this story when I tell it to you. This story starts in 2017, and I had just landed a client for $2,000. Now, bear in mind, back then, I was very, very happy getting paid $2,000 for, you could literally give me as much work as you wanted. $2,000 was like a month's wage for me, so I was like, this is incredible. When I first got started, $2,000 was like, I am good for the month, so just let me work for you for the month and I know I'm going to be safe. Now that is very, 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 very different, but back then I was desperate. So yeah, let's get back to the story. Now, this client secured a package which included logo design, brochures, a van design, a website, and lots of other bits and pieces, and it only cost them $2,000. This client ripped my eyes out. Genuinely. This client deserves to be arrested for ripping my eyes out. But anyway, it was my fault. It was my own doing, so we'll let it slide. But let's continue with the story. Now, this client said something at the start of the process, and I still remember, to this day, the exact words. He said, I'm a perfectionist, and those are red flags if I ever see them. When he said that, I should have ran a mile, but I didn't, because I saw the money, and back then that was a lot of money for me, so I didn't. I stuck with it, and I said, I will make this work. Now, at the start, everything was going fine. We got the logo designed, everything was cool, but then I got an email from him, and the email said something along the lines of this. Scott, I've just checked the logo. Would you mind moving the icon in the logo around 3 pixels closer to the text? Guys, I shit you not. This man wanted me to move the icon of the logo 3 pixels closer to the text. Not 2, not 4, not 15, but 3 specifically. Now, right there and then, if I was managing that situation now, I would have jumped on a call with him straight away and just said, hey, listen, moving the icon closer, that's absolutely fine, we can do that. What's the reason for that? And also, what's the specific reason for 3 pixels? Because in that situation, what I didn't do, which I should have done, and obviously we're going to be learning during this nightmare story, because otherwise we're just telling stories and that's not fun. Now, in that situation, I should have showcased my authority. And when I didn't do that, he took that as a signal that he could do whatever he wanted. And he took full advantage of that. I got emails like that for around 2 months of, please, can you move this? Can you do this? Can you try it with this font? Can we have 3 different or 5 different fonts on the brochure? Can you just show me this? Can you just show me that? And me, like an idiot, I just did all of the changes for him. And again, what I should have done is I should have expressed my authority and actually asked questions as to why are we doing these things? Because if you're just doing it to experiment, that's fine, but I'm here to provide a solution for you using my expertise. You paid me to do that. If you just want someone to change things around and stuff, that's fine, but you can either pay me to do it or you can get someone else to do it and I'll give them the files and then they can do it as much as you want and you can pay them. Expressing your authority and asking the question of why are we doing this and just getting that feedback on that is going to save you a hell of a lot of time, because that's what I should have done and it would have actually saved the client and myself a lot of time. So that was my fault. It's always your responsibility as the freelancer to manage the process. It's very, very unlikely that it's ever the client's fault. It's usually that the client either doesn't feel heard or they don't feel appreciated or respected and they don't feel like they've been kept up to date. It's always the freelancer's responsibility, so always take that as gospel, okay? You're always responsible for what happens within the process. Very rarely will a client be just very, very challenging to work with. Sometimes they are, but you have to manage it, okay? Otherwise, pass them on to someone else and someone else will take that money. I'll take that money because I understand how to manage them and how to set expectations properly. So you need to learn how to do that as you progress as a freelancer, okay? So keep that in mind, guys. It's a little bit of tough love, but keep it in mind because it's going to really help you, okay? And you know I love you, so just, you know, it all comes with love, okay? So, you know, don't take it as bad. It's just, you know, I love you, I want you to get better. So take it on the chin and understand that. It's really important. And by the way, if you want my freelance finance worksheet, DM me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is thescottlancaster. And if you DM me the word money to my Instagram, which is thescottlancaster, I will send you my freelance financial organizer, which will basically allow you to effortlessly grow your wealth, build your business, and know exactly where your money is going and coming from. Now, to cut a long story short, this relationship with the client got to the point where it was a Saturday night and I told him that I wasn't going to be working on Saturday and Sunday, and he bombarded me with texts. This was my mistake again, giving me my WhatsApp number and emails, and he basically sent me lots of urgent requests for things that just were not urgent. So he was, you know, creeping outside the realms of what was, you know, acceptable in regards to a client and service provider relationship. So he was getting a little bit personal with things. So I essentially sent him an email saying, listen, I don't think this is working. I think we should, you know, part ways, and I can, you know, basically refund you the rest of the actual money for the project that we haven't worked on already and haven't confirmed, and we can go our separate ways. Now, this was the turning point, and I should have done this a lot earlier. Obviously, I should have stamped my authority a lot earlier and actually showcased that I was an expert, but back then I wasn't really an expert. I was just kind of figuring things out. Now I would have dealt with things a lot differently because I understand what's going on and I understand how to deal with things, and I also understand what's right and wrong when it comes to design, brand strategy, etc., etc., because that's my realm of expertise. Now, when I sent him the email saying that I think we should part ways, the client quickly realized that he could no longer push my buttons and push me over the edge. And that was a huge turning point for me because he basically sent me a message a day later. So he didn't message me anymore that night. He sent me a message a day later saying, hey Scott, really appreciate you being so upfront with me. I realized that I was maybe going a little bit over the top. So yes, let's get things tied up. I really apologize. I'm not going to do this anymore. Let's get things tied up. And yeah, I just want to really say thank you for understanding and putting up with me. But we're going to get things tied up and obviously keep all of the money. It's absolutely fine. Let's finish the project and then we can go from there. So by being a little bit harder with the client and actually showcasing that I respect my own time and I am, you know, a valuable person who can work with other clients and I don't need this project, it actually showcased that he needs me more than I need him. And although this is a client nightmare story, it's also a huge realization. And you'll find that if you're currently in a situation with a client where they are pushing you around and they're being super, super difficult to work with, it's actually a blessing. All of the challenges that you're going to experience as a freelancer is a blessing, okay? And you're going to learn from them. You need to reflect after you finish the experience. You need to move forward because otherwise you'll continue to move into the same situations in the same way and make the same mistakes. So keep that in mind, guys. It's super, super important, okay? And I want you guys to get better. I love you all. I need to make sure that you guys know that I'm here to support you. I get students all the time messaging me, asking me questions. Message me on Instagram and pop me a DM and just say, listen, Scott, I'm struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. And if I have the time and I don't have things already scheduled, I'll make a podcast episode especially for you to help you. So pop me a message on Instagram. My Instagram is thescottlancaster, and I'm happy to help you with any area of your freelancing journey, anything that you're struggling with, or if you just want to chat and ask a question, let me know. But anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the story. I will share a couple more over the next few days. I think this is a super interesting sort of way to learn about freelancing and learn from mistakes and learn from my mistakes instead of making those mistakes yourself. So yeah, hope you enjoyed the episode. Make sure you subscribe, make sure you follow. And yeah, if you can leave a rating on this episode, that would be awesome. But yeah, enjoy your day and I will speak to you soon.